This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Propax Gold with NT Factor, a complete vitamin and mineral formula. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years. With a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, our guest, Gina Haney, founder of Future Farm Botanicals. They have an intriguing new product that I wanted to discuss, which is Black for Health. So I don't think there's any product that's like this on the market. Are you aware of any product that's even comparable to this?
There is not.
Okay, so we've established that. Now, it's an interesting idea because it comes out kind of like squid ink. It's inky black, right? And that's unique. That is unique. You know, don't be wearing a white blouse or, you know your white summer pants when you're dropping this out. Be careful because it's potent stuff. And it consists of four different things. So how did you arrive at this formula?
Well, black cumin seed is one of the ingredients, and black cumin seed sells alone for many reasons.
I think it's not, the other ingredients are important, but I think that's the star player in this.
Yes,
that is, it's such an up and coming nutraceutical. And I've been looking at it for a couple of years, and I thought, you know, it's really deserves a place in the armamentarium of natural medicine.
It's
got some great research and, you know, great reputation.
It's very, I mean, it does not taste good by itself at all. It's not easy to take.
Okay.
And then, you know, we started researching other products because you can have one product by itself from barrel to bottle, which is not something we do. We like to have unique products. And so we didn't just want to add black cumin seed to our line, even, you know, though it's a wonderful product. So we started looking into black garlic, which does a number of things for the body, you know, as far as helping cholesterol, for heart disease. This is really a heart healthy product, mm-hmm. the four ingredients.
Is it a different species of garlic, or does it have to do with the aging of the garlic?
The aging of the garlic. Okay. So usually they take regular garlic and put it into a heated humidity type setting up to about 190 degrees for about 40 days, and the sugars ferment and it goes from the garlic bulb turns into sort of a black, sweet, sticky bulb. And it's used in Chinese food quite a bit as well. But that has about 10 times more the antioxidants than regular garlic and doesn't have the odor of garlic, and it tastes a little bit sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So we like that. And that's organic, you know, from the United States as well. And then black radish root also has a lot of benefits. It's loaded with vitamin C, really aids in
and that's an actual plant. I've seen black radishes, you know, at the green market.
Right.
You know, they have a black outer coating. I think they're white inside, but they're black
they
on the
are.
Outside. Right. And there's
and
a lot of, I think, probably some sulforaphane in there and some, you know, healthy polyphenols compounds in black radish. It's sort of spicy and pungent a little bit, isn't it?
It is. And it's very good for eliminating toxins. So that's a really good,
that's
good
its
plant
reputation.
For that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Keeping the stomach, you know, in tip-top shape. And then, of course, the black peppercorn. So we added that because that helps with delivering as well. Now, and
yes, that's actually thought to increase the bioavailability of certain things. So there are a lot of supplements that include black peppercorn as a way of enhancing the availability.
Yes. And so with all these flavors mixed together, the heart healthy benefits just kind of outweigh just taking one nutrient, you know. Mm-hmm. So we put those together, and the flavor we use is just natural monk fruit. So there isn't any artificial flavors or anything like that. And
which
the monk
has a
fruit
a slight
actually
of sweet
makes it taste quite good.
There's a sweet taste to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have it in front of me right here. I just don't want to get my pants messed up, so I won't. It's hard to broadcast and drop it perfectly in my mouth at the same time, so I'm going to forego that.
Yeah.
So the four ingredients, black cumin, black radish, black peppercorn, and black garlic, right. It's always hard for me to remember four things in a series. So that it's an interesting combination, and the theme is that they all may have detoxifying or anti-inflammatory effects. And there's quite a lot of literature. You know, I suggest that people go online and look up literature on Nigella sativa is the botanical name for black cumin. And I've been using it for patients with respiratory problems. It seems to have an anti-inflammatory effect.
Right.
So, and look, we're not saying, when I look up Nigella sativa, you know, they mention, you know, 100 potential conditions where it could be helpful. And when that's the case, it's not a specifically targeted thing. It just seems to have anti-inflammatory effects, perhaps some antibacterial or antimicrobial effects, because a lot of these strong herbs are made in the plant to protect the plant from bacterial infection or viral infection or fungal infections. These are natural plant compounds that essentially keep a plant in a wet environment from rotting, you know.
Right.
So,
yep.
So nature has provided these compounds. That's why we think spices are good things to take.
Well, and the thing about this product, you have all four of these plants in a small bottle. The major word here for this particular product is liposomes, because of the delivery system that takes all of these nutrients and delivers it to your cells. So all four of these ingredients together with added liposomes is really the ticket.
Right. And so it's also in a liquid form. And a lot of people are used to swallowing handfuls of pills. I know I do. So it's nice to have as an alternative, at least, you know, one supplement in your medicine cabinet or a couple that can be taken.
Mm-hmm.
I guess your suggestion is you put them in a little bit of water, or you can actually use the dropper in the back of your mouth.
Oh, no, it tastes great. You can just use the dropper directly into your mouth.
Mm-hmm. And
yeah, if you did put it in water, you would see that it does do like ink. It does do that because of the liposomes, so it stays together. It doesn't just sit on top of the glass of water.
Like salad dressing when you don't shake the bottle. Right.
So because the liposomes it's made fat soluble now.
Oh, wow. So the it helps with the distribution and absorption.
Yep.
Right. So how do you get the stuff in the liposomes? What's that process like?
Nanotechnology. The pharmacist that I use, he actually has a patent on the formula of this particular liposome. So it's not easy to usually take water soluble supplements and make them fat soluble by adding liposomes. It was very tricky to do this product because black cumin seed oil is already fat soluble.
Okay.
So mixing these three other ingredients together and making the liposomes, the nanobubbles stay at their particular size.
Right.
Well, it took about a year to
because you could melt the liposomes in effect with the black cumin seed oil, right?
Right. So you really it took about a year to perfect the product, but they did it, and so we launched it, and it does very well with customers just because of how easy it is to take. It tastes good, and you know, it's very good for you.
Yeah, and this is a good alternative for people who you know, they have too many pills to take already, or they just can't take pills. And I one standby product that you have, because you have four, right? Is the liquid turmeric liposome complex. And I don't think we have to say a lot about turmeric. Turmeric is like one of the hottest nutraceuticals on the market, because for brain, for joints, for inflammation, for cardiovascular, for circulation, I mean, so many benefits. Cancer, you know, I don't want to make claims here, but you know, there's a lot of research on its compatibility with conventional treatments, and its
synergistic
effect.
Yeah, that was our first product.
Yeah, so
that was for me, and it is liposomed as well.
Mm-hmm. But it gives people an alternative to taking pills. Now, so a question might come up, you know, people are going to say, well, aren't the pills more concentrated than the liquid? Does the liquid dilute the potency?
No.
Or can we get comparable with taking a dropper full compared to taking a couple of capsules?
No, the fact that it's liposomed, no, it's definitely about four times stronger. Like our turmeric product is 1600 milligrams per dose. And
okay.
Most tablets or capsules you see are about 500. But like the elderberry it's definitely something you take every day. So it's diluted a little bit. And it doesn't have liposomes.
Right.
But the delivery system for the turmeric is really important as well. I mean, you can have black pepper, you know, we have the patented Bioprene with that, but you really need a delivery system, something to bypass the stomach and be delivered to the soft tissue.
And also this is sourced from the U.S., so you didn't run out of turmeric, because it comes from Hawaii.
Yes, so that comes from Hawaii. We do get the 95% curcumin with it, which also comes from Hawaii. It comes in the turmeric plant itself that we use, the whole plant, comes from a farm in Hawaii. And then the curcumin is organic, and it comes from a supplier source in Hawaii.
Do you have to be, you know, in sourcing your materials, are there some places that don't offer organic products, or where it's sketchy? You know, maybe they use pesticides.
Well,
maybe they use herbicides. I mean, or they don't have a proper certificate to demonstrate that their fields are free of contaminants.
Yeah, you want to get it. So you can, you know, when I first was thinking about opening this company, I thought I would order little samples of turmeric, since that was my first product. And I noticed, yes, it does ship from the United States, Sacramento even, or somewhere. But the certificate of analysis was in another country. So, you know, it's very tricky to find everything to make sure it's from the United States. But they also have to have their license, you know, their organic license, their USDA license. And they have to update that. And with organic farming, you have to redo your soil about every 2 years. So you want those certifications, you want the certificate of analysis, you want the third-party testing. Once it leaves Hawaii, it's tested before it leaves, it's tested when it arrives, and then after the product's made, it's third-party tested. So there's a lot of testing going on, because, you know, just say it leaves from Hawaii, well, something could happen to it in between there and here, you know? So we don't mess around.
Right. Well, good. Ed, do you test the product for potency? I mean, sometimes suppliers, you know, can, they can shortchange it. You know, I actually I used to formulate products myself, and some guy said, look, I've got this great EGCG material for you, you know, from green tea, you know, and it's going to, I can give you a great price on this, and, you know, for your product line. And I said, that's great. So he sent me a sample, and it looked fine. You know, it smelled like EGCG. It was green, you know.
But then I said,
you know, I said at my own expense, I said, you know, I better test this. I mean, I like this guy. He's a trustworthy guy. But, you know, I'm not going to just do this on a handshake, because I'm going to make this for, you know,
1,000 people or more. And so I sent it to a third-party laboratory and had it tested. And there was almost no EGCG content. It was, you know, instead of being like 95%, it was like, I don't know, like 12%. And, you know, so I told the guy and I said, you know, I'm just really disappointed, but I had my own lab. He says, well, I don't know what happened. You know, it's like, I thought it was good stuff. But, you know, you being in the industry, you know, that is a scenario that can transpire. So you do your own, you know, due diligence on that? Yep.
With the liposome products, we have a third-party physicist who does it. He does the testing of the nanometers. And right now, our testing for nanometers in our products that have liposomes is at 70 nanometers, which anything between 50 and 400 is considered excellent in a liquid form. Mm-hmm. So we definitely have them tested for not only the nanometers, but the potency of the curcumin.
Well, so let me ask you this. Did you have a degree in botany or in...
Now I do.
chemistry or you know, it sounds like you've done a crash course in that because you started out as an entrepreneur, wanted to do, you know, well. But now you've had to get in, wade into all these details.
Yes, I have. Yeah, I have. And it's been a lot. My husband is actually biology and chemistry his thing. And then my son as well. He's kind of a genius when it comes to that. But for me, I've had to, learn a lot. And it's great. I mean, I love the knowledge. You know, I know every single thing about every product I have, what goes in it, you know, everything.
Well, that's great because it sounds like you're not, an absentee owner. You know, it's like, bring me some stuff. And I'll,
I don't know how people succeed that way. Like, I don't know even why they even have a company if they do that, but
mm-hmm. It's like, it's just called being a shadow partner. You know, it's sort of like saying, right. You know, it's like,
we love it. We love making new products. We have three more products right now.
Can you give us a preview or you don't want to jump the gun?
I don't want to jump the gun yet because it might change three times as far as what exactly, you know, we love to kind of play with stuff and figure out, okay, can we do this? The pharmacists that make my stuff are very careful. And I asked them one time if they could do something. I'm not going to say what, but I can say one thing. It was a hormone for women, right? For hot flashes and this mm-hmm. and that.
Yeah.
And this is when I was a year into the company, I opened the company and they said, he said, there's no such thing. But he just said, everybody's body is so incredibly different, pinpointing one thing, you know. And so I said, okay.
Could be black cohosh or soy, but, you know, different strokes
for different
folks. Yeah.
And I've actually looked into that for myself currently. But yeah, so they're safe and we have fun with it at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this vital message with you. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Biomega Fish Oil. Thanks for listening and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you. And I know you like that. And so we are indebted to all our great sponsors, including today's guest, Gina Haney, founder of Future Farm Botanicals. Back to Gina. You know, so, you know, you are sort of a small, nimble, innovative company. And, you know, you probably, you survey the landscape and you see that, you know, it's hard being you because there are other companies that are huge companies, and they've been bought out by actually pharmaceutical companies in many cases. They have been deep pockets, enormous resources. They have fleets of regulatory people and lawyers and chemists and formulators and marketers. And it, I mean, I have to say, it takes a certain amount of either courage or, you know, maybe a little naivete to try and break into this very, very competitive landscape with quality products, you know, especially when you don't scrimp on ingredients and your margins probably aren't, you know, that great. So, you know, I admire your courage for doing it.
Thanks. I've always been that way, though, with anything that I do. I just, if I'm going to do it, it needs to be done well, you know. And if it's, I've had people come to acquire it. I'm just not there yet. We still have more to do.
And that's sometimes the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. It's like big companies, you know, come to you, you know, GlaxoSmithKline or whatever, and they'll say, oh, yeah, you know, we want a little boutique-y herbal line. You know, it's your turnkey operation. We'll just buy you out. That's what happens ultimately to a lot of, little, you know, great companies like yours. So that, I mean, look, that's a successful business move, but it sounds like you're having fun and you want to, you know, serve the public and you don't want to lose control of the quality of the products.
Yeah, I really don't. And it was interesting. I received a text the other day. You should make vitamin D, somebody that doesn't really know supplements very much.
Yeah.
And my thought was,
it's a commodity. It's, you know, generic. Yeah.
Well, but it's just from a barrel to a bottle.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, that's, to me, that's really not very, I don't know. So I,
it's not unique. It's not innovative. It's sort of capitalizing on the current vitamin D fervor. And you could make money there, but, you know, are you making a big contribution or are you just flooding the market with yet another Me Too product, you know?
Well, that's why the name is Future Farm, because it could be a future pharmacy for, you know, the products are different, like the oregano and the Black for Health. And, you know, the turmeric even is different. So they're different. Kids, hopefully in another generation, kids will be like, yeah, it's no big deal to take wild oregano. It's normal. You know, so those are the reasons why Future Farm makes the kind of products that it does.
Okay, so let's summarize once again. The next big thing, liquid Black for Health liposome complex, very cool product. Also, tried and true liquid turmeric liposome complex with biopurine. There's elderberry with echinacea and zinc, and last but not least,
wild oil of
oregano that actually tastes good and doesn't burn your throat. How cool.
Mm-hmm. And it has, so the Black for Health, the four is a number four for all four ingredients.
Oh, okay. Right. Black for Health. Yes, a play on, you like plays on words. Right. As in Future, PHARM. Great. Okay, so by special arrangement, they're available to you via FullScript. The place to go, we set up a URL for you, MyFutureFarm, one word, PHARM, MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. And if you don't want to go through that all that rigmarole and you're, you know, perhaps not that comfortable with ordering online, although you should be these days, how can you survive? I mean, we're all locked down, so it's how we go shopping. But
I know.
If you want to, you know, if you want your fingers to do the walking, here's the number. It's 888-841-7216, and you'll talk to a human being. And
will.
If they don't know the answer, they'll get somebody to talk to you who knows the answer, because your customer service is excellent. Gina Haney, thank you so much, and congratulations on your Phoenix Business Journal Award. Well-deserved, because I think you're an innovator in the field. And I think you really exemplify resilience on the part of a small business owner in the face of daunting circumstances. Not only did you survive, but you thrived and you helped a lot of people through the pandemic. So thanks for being there.
I'm glad to do it. Thank you very much.
That was Gina Haney, founder of Future Farm Botanicals. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.